brief. Federal investigators say a U.S. Army analyst has been arrested in Kentucky for selling military secrets to China for $42,000. U.S. Attorney Henry Leventis.
The defendant is charged with entering into a multi-year conspiracy to illegally exploit his access to national defense information for his own financial benefit. He traded our national defense information for cash.
President Biden will make the case for another 4 years in office at tonight's State of the Union. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
He is going to go hard against the Republicans on the fact that they defeated that bipartisan bill.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake them up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers close out the home portion of their regular season schedule, senior night, as the Badgers honor Tyler Wall, playing in his 156th game here in his final Kohl Center appearance, as the Badgers take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, a team that really controlled Wisconsin pretty much from the beginning of the game on February 10th in Piscataway, en route to a 78-56 victory. So the Badgers trying to get a split to the regular season series as we go now into the final few days of the conference's regular season. We're an hour away from the opening tip. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with Brian Butch. We'll also hear from senior Tyler Wall. But coming up next, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic on the Badger pregame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
WRJN is excited to welcome country platinum recording artist Riley Green to the State Fair main stage on Wednesday, August 7th. Get ready to kick up your boots and let loose for an unforgettable night of music, solid vibes, and summer fun. Also joining Riley is fellow country sensation Avery Anna. Tickets are on sale right now at WIStateFair.com. And all this week, Don Rosen has your chance to win a pair of tickets between 6 and 8 a.m. on WRJN.
Step up to the plate for a night of nonstop fun at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier bowling alley and entertainment destination. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory at the Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. So grab your crew and enjoy the indoor golf simulator, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard, too. Doesn't matter if you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, they keep it 300 at the Lanes on 20.
This is the Badger pregame show. In a few minutes, we will hear from Tyler Wall on our Badgers spotlight, but we'll just talk about him right now with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Game number 156 coming up for Tyler Wall as a Badger, his final home game, of course, in a Wisconsin uniform. So when you think of Tyler Wall, his 5 years here, what comes to your mind about his career as a Badger?
Well, I think of someone who got to play an awful lot, who was incredibly difficult to guard, and who did a little bit of everything for this team, and also someone whose story is not fully written yet because Wisconsin hopes to potentially do something special in the postseason. But he's the only guy on this year's team who is in his final year of college eligibility. Obviously didn't have to come back, but chose to because he loves this place, because he wanted another opportunity, and he certainly made the most of it this season.
As we visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, you know, we think of a guy like Tyler Wall. Next year, you know, guys like Stephen Crowell and Carter Gilmore would be in that mix too. But you wonder whether this is a little bit of a dying breed here, players that stay at the same place for 4 or 5 years in the era of the transfer portal. I think there are those who will look at Tyler thinking, I wonder how many more years a Badger fan will be able to have a seniorized celebration for someone who has been to one and just one school in his career.
Yeah, it is becoming increasingly rare in this modern era of college athletics. I think it speaks to a few different things. Obviously, the trust that Tyler has in this program, in Greg Gard and his staff, and the ability for Gard and the coaches to understand that they found somebody who could really match what they want. So you and I have seen practices, but we don't necessarily fully know everything that goes on behind the scenes in terms of the amount of hours you have to spend honing your craft. So it's really a credit to Tyler, because you have to love the place that you're at to want to put that much work in for 5 years.
It was something that, and it's a little bit of a different subject matter, but even Chucky Hepburn, after the Illinois game, he talked about the brotherhood of being a Wisconsin Badger. Obviously, Saturday, we found out, you know, everybody realized or was reminded that there are things much more important than the final score or the standings. But I think you were there for the game. Just to hear what Chucky had to say after the Illinois game, with the return of Howard Moore coming back to the Kohl Center, Chucky just seems like somebody who understands it. You know, he's a junior. He's been here. The coaches have known him for a long time. I thought what he and Tyler said in the media session after the game was pretty powerful stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely provides a little more perspective, and it's easy to get caught up in what's happening on the court right now. And we know that the Badgers are in the midst of a pretty lengthy skid, 2-7 over the last 9 games. But obviously there is a lot more to life than just basketball. And Chucky talked about how important this fan base, how important this university, this program is to him, that it goes beyond that sport. It's part of the reason why he said he has a Badgers tattoo on him. Something permanent with him that he can carry with him forever. So, that's part of the reason why you make a commitment to a program like this, is that you can be something, be a part of something that will last beyond your 3, 4, or even 5 years at the university.
And as we transition back to basketball matters, and this skid that they've been in, where they've lost 7 of 9, 6 of the 7 losses were either-or games. The exception was Rutgers, where they got thumped. The constant, we've talked about this, and we might be, you know, I guess it's at the risk of being really competitive. We know the defensive deficiencies. We also know that scoring is up in the Big Ten and throughout college basketball. But to me, it still comes down to shooting too, right? I mean, the 3-point percentage in these last 9 games is less than 30%. You know, if you find a way to knock down a couple more shots there, wouldn't that go a long way in covering up some of the issues at the other end of the floor?
Well, it certainly would, and obviously when Wisconsin was winning a bunch of games earlier in the season, even if the defense wasn't as good as maybe what we've seen consistently from past Badgers teams, it was covered up by the fact that they were consistently scoring, and that has waned a bit. Now, they did end up with 83 points against Illinois. I think that was a really challenging matchup for Wisconsin. Specifically, Marcus Damask basically did whatever he wanted when he got into the lane. Greg Gard compared him to Tyler Wall in the number of ways that he could score, but 3-point shooting is something that